Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
What matters to you is what I do. talking about getting entangled in people's drama, and I know all about that. I've been trying to act Christian for a long time, and you would not believe the people who have shown up to try and mess that up. So I want to talk bad about them in church.
Amen.
All right. I got some cooperation. Here, and this just to show you how the Holy Spirit brings things together and tries to send us a consistent message. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 11:16-17. To what can I compare this generation? They're like what? Children. See, y'all think, you know, this is the Holy Spirit trying to tell you something. They're like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, "We played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang a funeral song and you did not mourn." What Jesus is saying is, you're mad at me because I will literally not dance to your tune. Now, it sounds crazy to me that Jesus would walk this earth, all God and all man, healing lepers, making food appear, turning water into wine, doing the lame walking, the blind can see. And you look at him and say, yeah, but Jesus, you don't do how we want you to do. That seems crazy to me. I mean, if we can't even let Jesus do it how Jesus wants to do it, how can I expect that these people are going to support me and encourage me in what I'm doing? But here's the thing I want you to know. You may be starting just at the beginning of your journey of turning your life around. That might be where you're at. And you may have people from your old life, people maybe you knew from before, old friends that come along, and they're suspicious and dubious and uncertain about this new change in your life. They sort of give you that squinty-eyed look and say, well, you probably think this, and you probably think I'm that, and you're just doing this, and you're just doing that, and whatever, you know, giving you the face. Okay? Here's what I want. Let's start with this. If you're trying to better your life, if you're trying to walk closer to the Lord, if you're working on making positive changes in your life deserves to be supported. Amen. If they are not, their life does not deserve to be supported. Doesn't mean we don't love them. It doesn't mean we don't encourage them. We got to do that regardless. But if somebody comes to me and try, because that's what's going on, is I have people in my life, I don't know if this is true for you, they try to make me feel bad for bettering my life. How am I going to feel guilty after all these years of screwing up my life and suffering all the consequences and making all these dumb mistakes? I finally pull my head out of my behind, and now you want to show up and tell me that's wrong? I finally did something right, and now it's like I'm offending you with that somehow? I'm supposed to feel guilty that you're screwing up and I'm not with you in it? Is that? I don't know an angle or way of describing that that starts to make any sense. But I think we have to get this in our minds. We can't let irresponsible people tell us how to be responsible. That doesn't work. I get people I had a buddy of mine, a good buddy of mine, he liked to get drunk just on the regular, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just like, he's not happy unless he's drunk. Right. And if I didn't drink with him, he took that like that was a slap in the face. I said, well, you know, I'm not judging you on it. I never said a word to you about you getting drunk. Why is it that it bothers you? I'm trying to do my thing over here. And he tries, you know, if you was really my friend, you would do this and you would do that. Wait a second. You're accusing me of judging you when I have not said a word here. But you're judging me left, right, and center. Putting words in my mouth and putting an attitude on me that I don't have. I don't know if you understand this. My whole brain is focused on straightening myself out. It takes all the concentration I've got to figure out how to not be evil all the time. Okay? I'm not thinking about you and whether or not there's a party going on and what to, I don't have any, my thoughts don't wander over to what you're on. I don't have time for that. I'm trying not to be evil within myself. You got to handle you. I can't fix you. I can't deal with you. Therefore, I'm not going to waste time judging on whatever you're doing wrong. That's your business. But don't put that on me. And that's the part where I think we have to have a little bit of pushback. Here's the thing. Being Christian means we care about the good of other people, but we don't care about having everyone's good opinion of us. That's a difference. There are times when I have to do something good for you, but you're going to have a negative opinion of me off of that. I have to be prepared to be that person. Because here's the thing, and I don't know if y'all can relate to this, if this makes sense to you, but people don't respect someone they can manipulate. See what I mean? So if somebody's trying to manipulate you, trying to guilt you into doing something you don't want to be doing, if you go with it, they're not going to respect you. If you have it in your mind, hey, if I tell them no, they're going to talk bad about me, woo, 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 this, this, and that. Okay, maybe that's true, but they're not going to respect you for just falling in line and giving up on your beliefs just like that. You can respect someone even if you disagree with them. If you see them hold their ground on it, you know, if someone says, hey, you know, I'm not into that, you know, do whatever you're going to do, but I, you know, I'm on a new thing. I can't be doing that. People can respect that, and they sometimes people will respect that even though all they do is badmouth you to your face. That's how people are. I mean, it's not fair. It's not right. But nobody respects someone that they can manipulate. Bottom line, love says no to evil. Love says no to evil. I have this evil idea in mind, and I would like for you to give me money so I can do it. No is the answer. No. Well, you don't know what I was going to do with the money. Yes, I do. You can't read my mind. Yes, I can. Let me just concentrate right now. You have it in mind to do some evil and stupid with my money. No. No. I have ESP. I can read dumb ideas in other people's minds wherever I go. You can't, you trying to accuse me of not being able to know your mind. You don't know my powers of psychic ability to just pick up on nonsense around me. Just tell them that, see? The problem I have with people that ask for help from me is they always want less than what I want to give them. Always. Always. I have people in my life that will lie. They will manipulate. They will make up stories. They will do anything to get something out of me that is less than what I want to give them. That just hurts my head. Some people, I feel like just stopping them halfway through the story and say, hold up, time out. I want to help you, and in fact, I want to help you on a global scale. I want it, this whole, everything that I see here, I want to help with that. And we need to start at the beginning and do the whole thing. No, I don't want to give you $2 to get on the thing and try to bust it. No, I want to help the whole. Don't cheat yourself with just a small blessing when I want something bigger and more comprehensive and more something that speaks to your situation. And I wonder, do we ask for help from God that way? Okay. Just a little time. Let me give me that little thing to just get by that I'm craving on instead of going to God and saying, God, I need an overhaul here. I need to think, I need to go back to scratch. I need to start over from the beginning. I need to figure out a way to make this work. Does that make sense? Amen. See, we can't have the goal being, let me win this argument and let me have them agree with me on this new life that you're on. Because You know, people are on what they on what they're on, and they, you know, they're gonna push that back to you, and you have to recognize on round one. Sometimes you have to let them vent what they're saying. But the bottom line is this: if the attitude that I'm receiving is "you give me what I want," or "you are my enemy," then that means we never were friends. There never was any love between us. And I think that's the problem, is a favor for a favor is not love. That is not love. When I go to the store and they have a candy bar and I have a dollar and I give them a dollar and they give me a candy bar, that's not because they love me. You follow me? It's because I gave them the dollar. They don't care about me. I can't go in there and say, "Give me this candy bar today. I'll give you a dollar tomorrow." It does not work that way. We are doing a favor for a favor. That's business. But people in the world, that's how they everybody's trading favors. Let me do this. Hey, I got your back. You got my back. Woo, woo, woo. Hey, I'm more. All this, that. That's not love. That is not love. If it's an obligation, it's not love. Love is freely given. Simple as that. When God says he loves you, it's not because he has to. It's not because the Bible says he's supposed to. God does what he wants to do. When he says, "I love you," he has that love for you because he is free to choose, and he chooses you. Here's the thing I want to land on. You can't serve two masters. You got to pick one thing. Okay, I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to say I'm cool. I want everybody with it. It's not going to work that way. You're picking a new culture. You're picking a new world and a new community. And you're deciding to believe God has got my back here. Amen. We can't serve two masters. We can't have that plan B. I got the hookup. I got the backup. I got the what? Because they're going to obligate you to live a whole different other life. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So we can't go that route. Here's what the Bible says. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the others. You cannot serve both God and money. This is trying to tell us the world is going to have that, try and put that sense of obligation on you. But we have to reflect back to the people in our lives. I love you, and that love means sometimes I have to say no to you. I love you, and that means I want better for you than what you're asking for. God loves you, and God wants better for you than what you're asking for. Amen?
Amen.
All right, God bless you. We love you.